In this episode of Bear Podcast,
guys with bigger bellies make better lovers.
2014 fall TV show.
Gay in Viva La Mexico.
And man receives horse penis transplant.
Yes, all this and more coming up next. Bear Podcast 536.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get something to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is fun and cute.
Yeah, two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nar.
And I am Ray.
Episode 536, and it's Tuesday.
And we're back from a 2-week vacation.
2 weeks, been away. Well, we did have episodes recorded. We split the last episode, 234 and 235, and 534 and 535. And then this is the episode 536. We skipped last week. Because I was away. I was in the Philippines. I was in Manila. I was there for my 25th alumni homecoming.
Which is what we call 25th reunion here. High school reunion.
High school reunion. Just call it high school reunion.
Yeah,
it's a high school reunion, and I got to see all my fat and bald friends. So, some are hot. Some are not hot.
Some that used to be skinny and unattractive are now like, hey.
Hey. It was fun. So I got to do that. Got to do some reunions. I got reunited with my friends, my family and everything.
You're doing reunion hookups.
No reunion hookups. No hookups at all.
No old tricks from the past.
No old tricks from the past. No.
No bathhouses.
No, I didn't get to go. Although my partner Mike told me, Go to the bathhouse, check it out, and take pictures. No, I couldn't go. I wanted to go, but I just didn't have time. The first 3 or 4 days I was there, I was already congested because of allergies and everything, and I was really feeling bad, and I didn't like it. So I couldn't move around. I couldn't drive there because driving would be risky for me. I don't know. It's hard to drive there because... it's just bad. The traffic is bad. People are, 1 inch away when they drive on the highways. The lanes are suggestions. They're just there. Not many follow them. But yeah, that was my experience. So I don't want to drive there. So I end up riding taxis, and we would rent the car. Oh, I was telling you earlier about. Taking out my family.
Yeah.
There are 24 of us.
Well, you're supposed to be going to the Manila equivalent of Disney World, weren't you?
Yeah. I was supposed to bring them there, and then we figured we would rather bring, instead of doing, it's called Enchanted Kingdom. Enchanted Kingdom is the Disney World of Manila, of the Philippines. And we didn't go there. Instead, we went to a resort called Bosai Resort. There were 24 of us. So we rented 2 vans, rented a cottage that would house us all, paid for entrance fees for everyone, bought food for everyone with leftovers, and we had booze and everything, $250, which...
Pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap.
You can't get a hotel in some cities for $250.
Yeah, just like in Boston, where we stayed in 2012. Ray and I stayed in... Boston for a while. This first night, remember, that cost about $299 per night in that hotel. But this was $250 to make everybody happy. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So you got to see everybody.
Yeah. And I forgot to tell you about the shout. I told you about the shout. I did the shout.
On Growler.
I did a Growler shout. And sure enough, about 40 people messaged me. 40 chasers. Uh-oh, no, I don't think, no, I'm sorry, no, I'm not going to make no. But I simply just messaged everyone asking, hey, I'm here from out of town, I'm just visiting for the week, And I wanted to ask if, what are the good places to go to? What bars? And people said O Bar, some said Bed, B-E-D. Nice name for a bar, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to bed. I get it. I'm going to bed. We also have a library there. I remember. I went to the library there. It's called the library. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a bar called Bed. I guess people go to bed just to have fun. But anyway, so we did that. There was this one guy who messaged me, why won't you Google it? What's the point? And then I read his profile. It said that, what happened to talking to people, having a conversation and everything? But if I Googled it...
Well, see, that's when you should have copied that out of his profile and sent him a message. See your profile? I was trying to start a conversation with people so I could have somebody to talk to. You can't do that on Google. Yeah. Send and then block.
Should block. You seem to have done that before.
I have a friend who does all kind of stuff and people send him stupid shit on Growler.
Oh, okay. And then after replying back, you block.
Block, that's okay. Right. So you don't have to deal with that bullshit no more.
Yeah, so...
And then you post it on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely. After posting on Facebook, then you block it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I did that. And I didn't get to meet anyone from Growler, so... I felt bad. I was congested. I couldn't... It's hard to breathe. I lost my voice. Yeah, I don't sound like this at all. I still feel the jet lag right now, even. So, anyway, that's pretty much it. It's a long week. Maybe from time to time I'll probably blog about it. If you follow me on Facebook, I'll be posting some pictures. I took some pictures of these Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ray, you'll hate this. They do have these nice artworks on these jeepneys. You've seen these jeepneys, right? They have this picture of Batman, and then right beside it, Marvel. I should have taken a picture of it. I know. If you're watching the video, you should look at Ray. I know.
I'm clutching my pearls, if you don't know.
Okay. So... I saw that, it was funny, and I should have taken, I wanted to take a picture, but the Jeep just passed by. So, why am I talking about these? Because these are called patok Jeeps, meaning they're very nice looking Jeeps, and they're painted with great artwork. It could be Harry Potter, Twilight, the Avengers, very good artwork on the side.
Is it for advertising, or is it just people do this?
It's just people just do it. They put artwork on their Jeeps.
So, like, we have art cars here.
Yeah, art Jeeps there.
Art Jeeps, okay.
Yeah, you pay 8 pesos and 50 cents. That's about 30 cents, I think. That's about 30 cents US dollars, or even less. I don't know. Yeah, so you pay 8.50, and then you ride these Jeeps for short distances, and it's pretty cool because it's the artwork is really nice. So I got to ride it once. I couldn't ride anymore because of the smoke. Yeah. I just couldn't. And it was a lot of fun. I went being in Manila, seeing all my friends, seeing my family. It's all a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, while you were doing that, I was on family reunion with Robbie. So
you did a family reunion?
Reunion, yeah. So the family converged on Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we drove up there instead of flying, which we were intending to drive up there because we had some other plans along the way, but everything got changed at the end, but we still drove. So we stopped, we left on a Wednesday, drove to Midland. That was about a 7-hour trip from Houston. Met Robbie's cousin, her very cute little husband, stayed there. And then from Midland, we made a little detour into Roswell before we hit Albuquerque.
The alien place.
Roswell. So okay. You're seeing pictures of me from the Alien Museum in Roswell, New Mexico.
Look at Alien! Oh, yeah, it's really great.
Yeah. So that's fun. It's real cheesy, and it's pretty much everything that you've seen on the Ancient Alien series, that the documentaries they do on TV all the time. Apparently, there's another place to. Oh, that's my shoe closet.
Oh, this is Imelda's shoes. If you're watching the video, I'm at the shoe museum, and I took pictures of Imelda Mark's shoes.
Okay.
Only 800 of them, not 2,000, because the yet the rest is hidden somewhere. So
yeah, they're locked up somewhere.
So anyway,
we stopped there and it was cool. And apparently there's a couple other places that were cooler to go than the museum because the museum was kind of cheesy. But they had some dioramas and stuff out. Then we met in Albuquerque and hung out there. And we made a little short morning trip into Santa Fe so we could meet some friends of Robbie's and have breakfast with them. And then we came back and hung around Albuquerque the entire time. And it was okay. We had a good time. It was a good time with the family. There's some videos I can't post on here, but I can show you later on.
Oh.
Drunken pictures of craziness.
Craziness. Will I see skin?
You will see YMCA.
Oh, that kind of gay thing.
Yes. Okay. So, we had a good time. Roswell's nice. If you're ever out that way and get to go to Roswell. Pictures that we don't have. Oh, that's my Throwback Thursday picture.
It's an alien lying down.
But anyway, outside of Roswell is these crater lakes.
Oh, you went there? Okay.
We went there. It was pretty cool. Saw a snake. I did scream.
How big a snake?
I didn't scream like a big old girl because I was far enough away when I saw it.
But you did a gay gasp.
But I was like, I'm going to get me a soda. Like frozen when I saw the snake. And then I just kind of backed up slowly. It was some kind of desert snake. But the funny thing was the same snake I saw at the craters, they had a picture of the same snake in the alien museum.
Oh, wow.
Looked exactly like the same snake. I think it was.
It's the same one.
Same one. So anyway, but made it back. But we came back from Albuquerque to Houston in one day. We left at 5 a.m. in the morning, which is mountain time.
That's mountain time.
So it was 6 a.m. here. And then when we got back here, it was about 6:30. So it's pretty much a 12-hour trip from Albuquerque to Houston driving.
You know, Albuquerque is where Breaking Bad was filmed.
Yes, and there's a lot of Breaking Bad stuff there. So
should have brought a Heisenberg trip.
I thought about it, but money was tight. So, you know, I'll figure I'll go back one day.
I'll probably do that.
While we were there, some of Robbie's family went to the house where they filmed that was, what's his name's house? The actual house they used in the TV show?
Which show?
Breaking Bad.
Oh, that house, okay.
Yes. And the people were getting pissy. He's like, don't be saying it, because, like, the old lady was out in the yard. Don't be standing out there doing
this. Really? There's a lady who's stopping people from going in?
So, taking pictures and stuff. She's yelling at them. So.
Was there a box of pizza on top?
No.
So. Yeah, if you watch Breaking Bad, you would know what I mean.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that was pretty interesting thing about Breaking Bad. But other than that, it's pretty decent little vacation, nice and relaxing. So
nice. I got to go there about 3 or 4 years ago with Mike. Went to Albuquerque and Santa Fe. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
on the topics.
Let's go to the topics, Ray. I love this article, Ray.
I know, it's pretty good. I'll let you read it because I'm gonna do a lot. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Entertainment. Okay.
I should actually tell this to Scrum Bear too. Science confirms that the bigger the belly, the better the lover you are. That's an article from Queerty. Of course, gay guys would, you know.
Yeah.
We've already established that guys with bellies drive us bonkers.
Well said.
Me, yeah. Now, a new study confirms that what we've always known to be true, that gentlemen with an inch or two to pinch make better lovers, at least when it comes to sexual stamina. Really? So researchers at Erciyes, where is that? In Turkey.
Yeah.
Erciyes? University Erciyes? Kayseri, Turkey. I'm trying hard here, guys. Okay.
You just me screwing this stuff.
I know. They have just completed a year-long study. They've been studying guys with big bellies. That looked at the correlation between body mass index and male sexual performance. Their findings are overweight men with obvious bellies lasted an astounding 5 minutes longer in the sack than their thinner brethren.
But I kind of figured out why that is.
Why?
Because we have to kind of slow down because we get wheezing so bad and get out of breath. They have to slow down a little bit.
And that's what
it takes, you know. It takes a little bit longer.
So a total of 200 men were surveyed. Oh my God, and probably half of them are bears. Okay, researchers ultimately found that men with a higher BMI lasted, lasted an average of 7.3 minutes in bed. The slimmer of the group barely lasted 2 minutes and were more likely to suffer from premature ejaculation. So let's say a guy has sex 100 times annually. If he has a belly, he's going to spend approximately 8 hours, an entire workday more per year penetrating his lover than if he has a six-pack. That's a substantial amount of time. So the reason for this dramatically higher sexual endurance, more belly fat, scientists say, means a man has more estradiol, a female sex hormone that helps to inhibit orgasm. Really? Okay. So eat up, fellas, and start packing that estradiol. And because when it comes to sex, fat is the new thin. Ooh, that's cool. Okay, I'm going to fatten myself up. It's a good thing Mike is fat, so yeah. Oops. Sorry, Mike. He'll be angry.
Well, so does Mike last 7 minutes?
Well, I don't kiss and tell.
Okay.
I don't fucking tell. Okay, so...
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you're chubby, good for you. You can last longer.
Yeah.
I'm going to think of a good title for this for the show.
Okay,
Ray, how about this one?
All right, on entertainment. All right. Basically, tonight, I just got for entertainment, I got you a list of all the new TV shows starting that I find interesting.
Which started last week.
So, Z Nation, which is a zombie show on Sci-Fi, started on September the 12th, Friday at 10 p.m. You can catch the reruns on there. Haven started on the 18th, which was last Thursday. Last night, Forever, a new drama on ABC about a guy that can't die, started. It comes on Mondays at 9 p.m. Gotham premiered last night on Fox at 8 p.m. I'm still out on it. Everybody kept talking so good about it, but I just didn't get all enthralled in it. There's a bunch of stuff going on, so we'll see. Sleepy Hollow makes its second season premiere last night on the 22nd on Mondays on Fox at 9 p.m. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on currently on ABC. Started back tonight.
Oh, wait a
minute. Yeah, it's on at 8, so it's on now. This Friday, Hawaii Five-O kicks back in, which is like a guilty pleasure of mine on CBS.
You just like it for the Asians.
Well, I like it because all the guys in there are just super hot.
And the guys in there are from Lost.
Yeah, right? Some of the cast is from Lost, yes. So but that's CBS on September the 26th, Friday at 9 p.m. Resurrection starts back Sunday on ABC the 28th at 9 p.m. And I think all these times are Eastern Standard Time, so change it for your time zone. The Vampire Diaries starts back on October the 2nd, Thursday at 8 p.m. The Originals, CW, on October the 6th, Monday at 8 p.m.
The Flash
will finally premiere on CW, God, October the 2nd, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Supernatural will come back on CW on October the 7th at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. American Horror Story.
Yes.
Starts back on FX on October 8th, Wednesday at 10 p.m.
That's the fourth season, right?
Fourth. Was the third season. So, Arrow premieres on the 8th on Wednesday on CW at 8 p.m. The Walking Dead returns on AMC on Sunday, October the 12th at 9 p.m. The 100, which is a CW show, starts on Wednesday, October 22nd at 9 p.m. Constantine. It's a new show that's coming back that NBC is doing. Comes back on Friday, October the 24th at 10 p.m. And then Grimm and NBC comes back at Friday, October 24th at 9 p.m. Constantine is based on the comic book. The only thing is that everybody's kind of pissed off at NBC is because the guy that took the lead role in that, they're not portraying him as bisexual like he is in the comic
book. Oh, books. He should be bisexual.
Yes, but he's not on the show.
Oh, that sucks.
So... apparently not if he's straight.
I guess he doesn't suck.
So anyway, that's all the shows that I'm in. There's a bunch more starting, so okay. That's the one that kind of
you know
kind
what
of
I'm
watch.
Excited about these? It would be The Flash and American Horror Story and The Walking Dead.
Yep. Check Gotham out. It's got an interesting premise. I think it's going to start off a little slow because it's got to build a base of what all's going on. so you get used to what they're trying to do. But I think it's going to work forever. I'm going to watch a couple more episodes of that and see if it sticks. The guy that played, I can't remember his name, Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four.
He's
the one that's playing the lead in this thing. Basically, he's a 200-year-old guy that can't die. So every time he's killed, he comes back. So I'm sleeping.
Immortal, kind of. Okay, I like stories like that because, you know, chances are it's going to be a flashback show.
Some of it. They did some of that last night.
200 years ago, he's in war.
Yeah.
He's carrying
a gun. But he's like a doctor. He's been a doctor the entire time. So he works as a medical examiner in the city of New York.
How do you even get past that? I mean, if you're 200 years old.
Well, at some point, well, one of the things I described, he graduated from University of Medical School in Guam.
Oh.
So he went to Guam for a couple of years, re-went to medical school, got his degree, and come back over.
Okay, so he's...
So he'll have to do that every so many years to keep his, you know...
His identity.
Yeah. Anyway. Keep everything up to date, so... But it's interesting, it's got a couple of twists in it, so... I like Resurrection, I'm waiting for it to come back.
Oh, yeah, Resurrection. Yeah. It does have a good premise. I like how Resurrection is being done.
Yeah. The Arrow, the 100, which is a show I liked a lot last year.
What is it about? So like people with powers?
No, the 100, it's set in the future. Earth went through a nuclear war, and everybody that survived was living on a space station that was falling apart.
What kind of war?
Nuclear war.
Nuclear.
We destroy ourselves. But the station's falling apart because it's almost 100 years after the war. And they have another 100 years to go before they can come back to Earth where it's supposedly safe. But they send down a shipload of kids who are bad kids in the jail to get them off the station because resources were running severely low. And they come back to Earth and it's all about, and they come back and find out, well, you can actually live here and there's still people alive after all this time. So,
wow.
So it's got an interesting little premise. It was pretty good, so. And then Constantine's a new one that should be interesting to see how they work that out. So,
okay, so yeah, we'll check that out. I'm excited about this movie. Okay, I want to introduce one more topic.
Okay.
Jury duty.
Do it. You get out of work. And it could be an instant trial.
Could be an instant trial?
Interesting.
Interesting trial. What if it's a white collar crime?
It could be interesting.
What if it's murder?
Even better.
Why am I saying this? Because next week I'm on jury duty. So.
Yeah. Is it for family court or regular court? You know.
I don't know. I just need to report at this place at this time. Have you done jury duty before?
Yes, I have.
So.
I didn't get chosen though. I sat there half a damn day and they ended up choosing everybody they wanted to and then they let us go.
What if I come in drunk?
Then they will probably throw you in jail.
Oh, throw you in jail. In contempt. Yeah. What if you go in and you have ice cream and then...
Food's not allowed in the courthouse.
They what?
They don't allow food in the courthouse.
Damn. Okay, so
just find out whatever case you got. And just if they ask, does anybody object, you can go up and say, you know, I feel that I'm, because of my views on this, that I would not be an impartial judge on this.
Oh, you can say that? Okay.
I would say it. And see what, you
what if you say, what if you say, we choose you? And they say, I object. Can you do that? No.
I mean, I'm sure they want to ask. I mean, like the one time I went, it was a child custody hearing.
Oh, okay.
And it was taken to jury. And the mother was trying to get the kids back from the dad. She was an alcoholic, so he'd got full custody of them. So she apparently got her stuff straightened out. But then she was trying to get them back because he had a housekeeper that stayed with the kids to watch over them when he wasn't there. But she was apparently a drunk. And something happened, so she's trying to get the kids back. So it's a big custody battle.
Oh.
But one of the things was I was single and didn't have kids, so
you're not.
Well, they were trying to pick people that had kids that they could pull on heartstrings and stuff with. So,
what if I go in drag? That's okay, right?
Let's see, why not? Yeah. I just want pictures, and pray that you don't get sent to jail.
Why would you? Why you're not doing anything?
If you go to jail, they're going to be like...
For that reason, not because of... No, I don't think so.
My ear be tossing salad all night long.
I'm not going to jury duty in drag. No, I won't. Anyway, so, yeah, what do you guys think? Have you guys gone to jury duty? How do you get out of it? I'm kidding. I will do my
civic duty.
Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
All right, on with the gay. I forgot to put the title on this. I don't know what happened to it. I must have deleted it. But basically, it's talking about being gay in Mexico. The state of
Coahuila.
In Mexico, recently legalized same-sex marriage, becoming the first of the country's 31 states to do so through legislative process. But the fair fight for equality for gay people living in the south of the border is far from over. The police here are very coercive and manipulative, says 36-year-old Cesar. They are not on our side. They see gay people as targets. Cesar is a professional actor and musician. He lives with his family in Mexico City, where he was born and raised. In an exclusive interview with Queerty, he spoke out about his experiences living in a country where the gay still often considered taboo and where homophobia and police extortion are constant threats in the everyday lives and gays of lesbians. Now, we'll list this so you can read the whole story out on the notes, but let me break this down. Man, this thing, I'm thinking about driving me crazy. But here's one of the questions. In general, what is the attitude towards gay people in Mexico, specifically in Mexico City where you live? In general, it's still very difficult here, Cesar says. It's politically correct to say that you favor gay rights and accept gay people, but the actual act of doing so doesn't happen. For a lot of gay men, it's very hard for them to express themselves openly. It's a little different for me, personally, because I am what people in Mexico would call a chacal. Is that how you say it? Chacal. I tend to have more masculine mannerisms. I have a beard. Oh, man, you got a beard. So people don't suspect I'm gay. When they find out, they're often surprised. You go, Butch. And when they do find out, do they harass you? Yes. When I was in Guadalajara with a friend one time, we were crossing the street when some guys passing in a car rolled down the window and called us faggots. I yelled back at them. They got out of the vehicle and continued to fight us. I told them to take it easy, that we didn't want any problems, and that we just get out of there. Next, one of the guys kicked my friend. I had to break it up. Afterwards, my friend was upset with him. He thought I'd provoked the guys by yelling back at them. But they had started. I was just sticking up for the two of us. So,
see, there's still violence there.
So there's still violence here. So, I mean, it's just like here. I mean, regardless of how far we think we've come, it's still tough. It's tougher in other places in the world. So, and it's still tough like that here in the U.S. So, they ask him, do you see a hopeful future for gay people in Mexico? For younger generations under 30, they have no problem with being gay and expressing themselves, which is pretty much like here. They're much more free. What they're experiencing right now is a sexual liberation that's very, very grand. I'm optimistic, but I believe that much of what happens next depends on our leaders. They must use their influence to change things. Kind of like what happened in Chicota with gay marriage being made legal. Only in even a larger scale, that will lead to a better future where gay Mexicans are able to express themselves openly and in a free way. Which kind of here in the U.S., we still got a bunch of laws, but they're slowly being defeated. But most of the people that were against them are now taking their fight overseas. Like a bunch of the Christian coalitions are going to other countries to fight for against gay rights. So it's kind of interesting to see that change happen here. So,
you know, Tell me, actually, yesterday I had a friend.
Yeah.
Who's Pentecostal.
Yeah.
And you know how they are. Very, very religious, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we talked about this. We talked about gay marriage and everything. And it was funny. I was not offended, but it was funny that, you know, the way he really thinks, that, you know, the usual, what are the arguments that, but if gay marriage, what's going to stop you from marrying a dog? You're a dog. And or maybe marrying a little boy or marrying a corpse. Not that kind of thing. Yeah, and then, of course, the whole argument there is it's apples and oranges. It's not the
same. What's going to stop you from marrying more than one woman?
Yeah, that's right. That's what's happening right now in Utah, right?
Well, other places in Utah, but yeah, polygamy.
Yeah, polygamy. So now he was, and then of course I had to. Of course, when it comes to, you know, to inanimate objects and animals, yeah. Of course, I said they can't vote. They can't they can't decide for themselves.
They can't consent.
They cannot consent. Should be consenting adults. And even a minor is not a consenting adult. It's not a consenting adult.
Unless you're in Kentucky.
Oh, their children are...
Well, so it depends on the state. Some states you can get legally married when you're 14.
Oh, okay. I guess that's how it is in Kentucky. So anyway, I had that conversation. So, and then he came up with gays wanting more, stuff like that. No, we don't want more. We want the same.
Yeah.
We want the same what you have. That's the point. That's the point of marriage equality.
Instead of keeping up with the Johnsons, you're keeping up with the straight folks.
Yeah. And if you have divorce, we want divorce too, right?
Well, that's the other thing. You know, they keep talking about how it's going to change marriage, but over 50% of all marriages end in divorce.
Yeah,
and right. And there are multiple marriages now, so...
Oh, by the way, I don't want divorce, okay? I want to make it clear. I don't want divorce.
That's right, Mike. Ask for alimony.
So that also, we talked about that, and then he said that we talked about these mock marriages with The Bachelor, these 54-minute or one-hour marriages who's a famous actor?
Movie stars. Yeah.
They go to Vegas, get married, and then they get divorced because
yeah.
An hour later they don't want to anymore, something like that. Oh, things like that. They get to do that, and not like we want to do that, but it's like a mockery of marriage by itself. So, yeah, I had to explain a lot of things. Of course, he went the Bible way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you go the Bible way, then I can't do anything about that.
Don't even get me started on that. So, okay. Anyway,
so that's my gay marriage experience conversation that I had yesterday.
Yeah.
So going back to Mexico, so this is the first state.
Yes.
It's called, what's the state again? Cahuila.
Yeah.
So now this will now set the precedent.
Yes. But it's also the capital city state, so because Mexico City is pretty big, so it's a large thing.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Congratulations, Mexico. You're on your way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the geek. Karma's new hotspot gives you free LTE data when you share your Wi-Fi. I have something similar to this, but I'll tell you about it later. So Karma's concept of a shareable mobile hotspot is clever. You not only get data wherever you go, but you get some of it for free if you're kind enough to share with others. The service wasn't very alluring when it was using Sprint's Pokey old WiMAX network. It's pretty bad.
Let me hate on Pokey. She's a sweet dog.
Oh, sorry. So, however, which is why the company has just unveiled a much-needed LTE hotspot, the Karma Go. So you can now hop online at a far quicker 6 to 8 Mbps, typically a typical speed for LTE, I guess. So the Go will be available until December. And it will start at $149. Paid data starts at just under $10 for every gigabyte you need. That initial hardware cost is much higher than the original hotspot, $69. But Karma thinks that the improved connection speed and a few hardware tweaks, such as standby mode, are worth the outlay. It won't be hard to get a discount either. You can already get the hotspot for a more reasonable $99 if you pre-order now. So, I should pre-order. So existing customers can shell out $75, so long as you don't mind sharing your internet access with others. That is potentially a very affordable way to stay connected with your when you're away from home. So these hotspots. They're available in Verizon and stuff like that. They have these. I have one from Freedom Pop, but from Freedom Pop you get 500 megabytes free. But this one, I guess you get internet access for free if you share. So that's good. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know if I'll get one of these. It may be a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's just the geek in me, because you know I sometimes need internet and I don't want to use my phone or go on a public Wi-Fi. Go to Starbucks and use the public Wi-Fi. I don't usually do that because it's dangerous. It's really dangerous to use public Wi-Fi. So I instead use my own hotspot. So I have, if I get one of these, that'd be great. Okay, let's go to Bizarre.
Okay. All right. I think this is a hoax of a story.
No way.
But it was too funny, and it's great for Bizarre, I thought. Y'all let me know what you think. Florida man successfully receives penis transplant from horse. A man from Melbourne, Florida, has received the world's first ever successful horse-to-man penis transplant in Mexico using the allograft procedure, which is a procedure in which the key components of organs are grown artificially. The news broke this morning as it was published in the Mexican newspaper El Gráfico. The news broke this morning that the recipient of the transplant, which took place July 16th, Nicholas Waterbury, wished to remain anonymous at first, but was convinced by Mexican physicians that all would go down in history as the world's first ever animal-to-man penile transplant recipient, and that it could bring him great fame. Waterbury then gave El Gráfico the approval to use his name in their exclusive front page article.
So it's really hung like a horse, literally.
Well, I guess so. Okay. Doctors,
the procedure.
Hang on. This thing keeps popping up and it screws me up. Okay. Okay. The first human-to-human penis transplant was just in 2006, so this is very significant, said Santiago, the doctor that did the groundbreaking procedure. The world's first penis transplant, the Sayo reference, which was indeed successful, was completed in September of 2006 in China by Dr. Jean-Michel Dubenard. The recipient, a 44-year-old male, had lost most of his penis in an accident.
How could you lose your penis in an accident?
It happens. The transplanted penis came from a 22-year-old male. Although the transplant successful, the patient had the procedure reversed due to psychological trauma.
What?
So, I don't know. Anyway.
Wait. A transplanted... So he had a 22-year-old male penis first, and they took it out again because of trauma.
Because he couldn't deal with that younger man's penis.
Really?
I guess.
He complained using a human dick. So he would rather use a horse dick.
Well, no, this is a different case. This is the first human-to-human transplant. So, according to the records, that was the only successful penis transplant ever completed until Waterbury received his new penis. His transplant from a capelina, a breed of horse common in Mexican wilderness and used by ranchers throughout Central America. Dr. Santiago explained that Waterbury, that the odds of the procedure being successful to Waterbury's body was less than 10%. We had our doubts. We believed that the chances that the transplant would take would be very small. Very funny. But there was that small chance we could accomplish a feat which had never been done before, said Santiago. We have made history, and Mr. Waterbury is recovering very nicely.
I just don't believe it.
Waterbury told the press he first considered the transplant after reading about Dr. Sagas completing several animal-to-animal penile transplants. Having been ridiculed all his life for having a below-average-sized penis, he got in touch with the doctor and asked if it was possible to receive a transplanted penis from a horse and have a fully functional penis. He told me the chances were very slim that it would work, but I decided to try to be part of history while possibly fulfilling the complete personal satisfaction, said Waterbury. It's been 2 weeks. Why does this thing keep doing this? It has been 2 weeks and everything seems to work properly, and when they tested it 2 days ago, I got my first erection.
No.
He passed out from blood loss to the brain, but he got an erection. I'm amazed Dr. Sandiero is a wonderful man, added Waterbury. Being that the issue for Waterbury was the size, reporters naturally asked about the transplanted penis size. Mr. Waterbury wishes not to disclose that information, but we can tell you that he's a very satisfied man, said Dr. Santiago. Waterbury is sure to face a flood of news media upon his arrival back into the United States, where recording Santiago will be about a month. We wish to keep Mr. Waterbury under constant observation for at least the next 30 days, in which we will perform multiple tests on the functionality of the penis. When we are satisfied and certain he has no issues, we will recommend that he can go home. However, for the time being, it is absolutely necessary to monitor the healing process, said Santiago. Santiago added that some of the inner workings of the penis were modified using synthetic materials, allowing the procedure to be possible. Without the allograft procedure, in which tissue is grown artificially, we would not have tried. I contemplated even trying it all, but after some research and meeting of my associates, we were convinced that it was indeed possible using the lab-grown allograft. We were very pleased with the outcome, but we still have to keep an eye on Mr. Waterbury's sending process, which has gone extremely well, Santiago said.
So, Ray, actually, I think it's a satire.
Well, I'm sure it's satire, but I thought it was funny and perfect for the bizarre piece.
Yeah,
because, you know, if this was possible, people would be doing it.
Yeah, left and right, getting horse dicks. That's what happened to the horse? Is it be a switcheroo thing?
He'd be a very disappointed horse.
Very disappointed horse.
Yes. But I could see this actually happening when people can be able to grow body parts and mix them with other DNA and becoming like, oh, I want a horse penis. So I take my DNA and mix it. And then they grow this human hybrid horse penis, which is this big, huge affair. And then you're on all the porn stars have one.
Oh, wow.
So.
You know what? Big dicks? I'm not really impressed too much with big dicks. It's just
they're pretty to look at sometimes, but you know.
You don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. And you know, and on average, most guys that have larger than normal penises are bottoms.
Oh, yeah. The ones who are big dicks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I find that quite interesting. So it always seems to work that way.
And there's those people who have small dicks are bottoms too.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, so interesting dick article, right?
Yes. So.
Although it's a hoax.
I'm sure it's a hoax. But I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
And it's pretty in-depth
somebody actually...
But you know, a lot of science fiction, you know, that you read in the future stories, people can do body mods and they have wings and all this other kind of stuff and have their eyes replaced with, you know, different animals and stuff so they can see or do better and all that kind of stuff. So I just thought it was interesting that, you know, we're on the verge of all this stuff going on in the medical world and genetics and stuff, and that this is probably where it's going to end up going is penile transplants for animals. To humans.
Humans.
And all those people that are into animal fetishes go have their penises replaced with whale penis and horse penis,
transplanting
dog penis,
transplanting tails.
Yeah.
Those people are furries.
Yeah. So.
All right. So I guess that's the show. Before we go, we got to show shout outs.
Okay.
First of all, it's Stephen from Houston. Happy birthday. I'm supposed to go to a party today, but I went home late from work, so I couldn't go. And we're podcasting.
Tossing, yeah. So, happy birthday to Jerry, who turned 40 this weekend.
That's right. So, yeah, we had dinner at Fadi's Mediterranean last weekend, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. So,
I got to see Bill and Paul again. The once a year I see them.
See Bill, is it Jerry's birthday party? Yeah.
Also, Kevin and Al from Baguio. I got to meet them last week, Tuesday. 2 weeks ago, Tuesday. Last week, Tuesday. I got to see them in Manila. I was riding a taxi and everything, and I saw them at Eastwood, and we hung out. They're really from Dallas, and I hang out with them at the TBRU and everything. But Al's family had to go, some kind of a his parents are sick, so he had to go home. So him and his partner is he's an Asian and white couple.
Yeah.
So. The white guy Kevin is now a chef there. He's now a chef, and he has got they have a restaurant there.
Is it American food?
Yeah, they serve American food. I think they have burgers too. But then they're trying to have a bed and breakfast for bears there in
Manila.
No, in Baguio.
Baguio.
Baguio is a northern part of Manila.
Okay.
Of Luzon. And it's colder. It's colder weather there. The weather there is like here outside.
Okay.
It's like fall weather there.
Okay.
Oh, you like it. You like it there. Yeah. If it's fall here, you like it there, you would like it there. The weather there is like the fall here in Texas.
That's good.
Yeah. So they met up with me, and it's good, really good to see them. I'll get to see them again at TBRU next year. So.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah. And people who I met online on Growler, Nathan from QC, from Quezon City, and Richard from Manila. So I got to chat with them. Hopefully they're watching this right now.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to actually do a growler shout in Manila.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's pretty much it. So, okay. I'm glad to be back, Ray. I missed you.
I missed you too. I'm glad you're back too. It was nice taking a break for 2 weeks. I mean, it kind of was kind of hard to get into it tonight, but.
Yeah, I know. And. How did this is the third take, right?
Yeah, it's the third take. We had to start to get everything right again. So
yeah, we were screwing up and pushing the wrong buttons and everything. And as you can see, we don't have the right microphone. So I hope this audio comes out okay with you guys.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So that's it. Thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send us your emails at show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And leave us a voice message and we'll play it here on the show. You can comment on articles. You can send it, talk about something we've talked about. Or you can tell us what's going on in your world and we'll add it to the show.
That's right. And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can catch the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Make whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.